Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Callow Kong and here are today's top stories. Google has launched a beta test for its new search ad buy button. Mobile-only internet users now outnumber desktop-only users in Italy, and Baidu has pledged to use its AI technology to improve marketing campaigns. Google has added a beta buy button to its search ads, which is now available to qualifying merchants. Online retailers can choose to take part in the test program, which involves a buy button appearing at the top of product search ads. A Google Wallet is required for users to utilize the feature, as the people who click on the new buttons will be sent to a Google-hosted page from which an item can be bought. However, not everyone is able to see and use the button. Only those who have searched for an item through Android Google search apps can see the feature during its beta stage. The feature is now available in the Google Merchant Center, with Google saying that the feature helps shoppers easily purchase on Google, assisting retailers in growing conversions and driving conversions. A survey performed by Comscore has found that in Italy, the number of mobile-only users online now outweighs the number of desktop-only users. According to the data, mobile surpassed desktop for the first time in March this year, with nearly 10 million Italians only using a mobile device to access the web, almost exactly a quarter of the country's internet population. It also found that over half of the population used both mobile and desktop to surf the internet, up 4% from September in 2016. Different categories saw different results in the survey, with 51% of people visiting sports sites doing so on a mobile only. In contrast, when looking at social media, just 30% accessed these types of sites on mobile devices alone. Baidu has announced plans to use its AI and cloud technology to analyze and improve marketing campaigns. Currently, the company records real-time data from around 700 million internet users, and it plans to use this data to look into the online behavior of individual users. A spokesperson from Baidu Cloud Computing said that the company's AI is bringing in new ways of thinking for many traditional industries, adding that its cloud technology was saving resources, costs, and making marketing easier. According to the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology in China, the country's cloud computing industry is set to increase from 150 billion won in 2015 to 430 billion won by 2019, with Baidu having launched its AI technology commercially late last year. The technology includes software such as machine learning and deep learning. Ukrainian authorities have begun searches of Yandex's offices in the country following accusations of the company illegally collecting user data and sending it back to its Russian headquarters. The Ukrainian State Security Service raided offices in Kiev and Odessa earlier this week, according to a statement released by Yandex itself. A spokeswoman from the State Security Service said that investigative actions were being taken. According to witnesses, multiple computers and devices were seized at both offices and have been taken away. This comes after the Ukrainian government blocked multiple Russian sites in the country. And finally, the British retailer Marks & Spencer has teamed up with the delivery platform Dropit to offer its customers a direct courier service. The online delivery company will now be able to drop off customers' shopping if they do not want to carry them around all day themselves whilst shopping elsewhere, but will only be available in London stores for now. A spokesperson from Marks & Spencer says that the move will put the customer at the heart of the service we offer in-store and online. Multiple shops already use Dropit in London, including Superdry and River Island. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.